Welcome back here on the Spartanburgers pregame show. We're getting ready for a Friday night fireworks showdown between Hub City and Wilmington, fresh off a doubleheader sweep for the Burgers. Andrew Seliver joined by relief pitcher Joey Danielson off of his fourth save of the season already. Joey, back into the bullpen has been treating you well to start the year, huh?
Very well. Yeah, I think I've came into this season trying to prove something. I ended in double A last year, so I'm trying to get back.
When you see that you're starting in high A to start this year back here in Hub City where you had a lot of success last season, what message do you hope to send with the way that you've started this year and the way you've pitched?
I'm just trying to prove myself every day that I can play at the next level. There's a couple things that I need to clean up. Last year was in pitching from two different slots through the offseason, cut that down to one. So he had some consistency stuff to figure out. So that's the main goal right now, be consistent.
You talk about, we saw you sidearm, we saw you over the top six, seven different pitches. You've kind of trimmed that down to a three or four pitch arsenal here, one arm slot. What went into that decision?
Having more success. It's hard as a reliever, especially a short reliever, to keep a handle on seven pitches. So simplifying everything, and I had more success out of the top slot last year, and I feel more confident in it. So bang the low slot and just letting it rip now.
We don't see a lot of guys that try to pitch out of two different slots. How did that even start in the first place?
My fastball in college towards the end, it was metrically not a very good fastball. I've had decent velo my whole life, but it's just getting hit. So I worked on throwing sinkers, and sinkers move a lot more from lower slots. So trying to get the best sinker I could, I kept creeping it down to that low slot, and then kind of stuck with both.
So we're back out of one slot. It's been a good start to you for you again here in 2026 with Hub City. You've pitched pretty well here both seasons that you've been with the Spartanburgers. What do you like about this place?
It's an awesome ballpark for sure. The facilities are excellent. The fans are also excellent. There's a lot of energy in this ballpark. It's fun to play for this crowd. And it is a blast.
Joey Danielson with us here on the pregame show. That's something that we've heard a number of the pitchers talk about. How important is atmosphere when you get out there on the mound?
It is big. It boosts the adrenaline for sure. And that's a big part of pitching, especially relief guys. Arms aren't always feeling the best, but when you have a crowd really cheering for you, kind of wipes away the discomfort in your arm and amps you up for sure.
You guys go on the road to several different ballparks across the league, and some of these places, you know, it's pretty quiet when you're out there. When you get back here to Fifth Third Park and you've got 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people cheering you on, what does that do for you personally?
Personally, I think just the noise factor really fires me up. And then obviously having our fans cheering for our team is huge. So it really puts me in the right mindset to go out there and dominate.
We saw for you guys, you obviously saved game one yesterday, went back out there, doubleheader. Came from behind in game two. It felt like that was a big part of it too, the crowd down the stretch, just getting behind everybody as the Burgers came back for another rally late last night.
Yeah, obviously the crowd has a lot to do with it. We didn't even have the biggest crowd of the year or anything last year, but the people that are there, they really cheer hard, and it means a lot.
All right, Joey, we appreciate the time. Four saves already. Keep racking them up and keep pitching well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back after this here on the Spartanburgers pregame show.